Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Flo joins us now, and Chris, I just pulled up a Phil Savage tweet, and it's something we've talked about, but either New England or Alabama has won the championship in each of the last 5 seasons and 7 of the last 8, 9 of the last 11.
Boring.
and Phil was with both Belichick and Saban, you know, in Cleveland, as part of
the whole
triumvirate. They're all together.
That's right.
94, right around there. I've talked to Nick a few times about, this has been several years ago, about Belichick. You know, here's a good story. He and Belichick, he didn't really expand on it. They went to an Eagles concert, an old Cleveland stadium, back in like 90, you know, I don't know exactly when it was, what year, but they went together. I think they set up, it's not like they set up a stand, but they set up in a box somewhere and went to an Eagles concert. And I asked him, I said, well, did you guys draw up any blitzes or anything while you were there at the concert watching it?
That was like, there's a 30 for 30 about that Cleveland staff.
Did we lose
it? It is absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah, okay. It was absolutely ridiculous. And they have footage like inside the war room, so to speak, where they're coming up with game plans and stuff and just looking at Nick back in the day and Belichick and all those guys. I mean, that was an all-star cast there. And what people fail to remember, I think, is that Belichick had them 11-5. And then the next season is when all of that talk about them moving came up, and it was a major distraction. They fell off at 6-10, and then the team left. So the Cleveland Browns could be the New England Patriots.
Ooh. Just imagine. But no, I, two guys that, you know, are I don't think there's any question, Nick's certainly in modern times is the best college football coach, and Belichick, best NFL coach, and they're together, you know. And of course, Phil, our buddy Phil will tell you, he's the one that made it all go, though, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, do you ever watch a Super Bowl and think about like all the guys that you covered in college and were around then to watch them win that kind of penultimate prize there?
Yeah, I do think about that. You know, over the years, guys that play in the Super Bowl, I remember talking to them or doing a story on them, interviewing them when they were in college. It is pretty cool to see them. And there are actually a couple of kids there that played for the Patriots that are from Rock Hill, where I'm from, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Stephon Gilmore and Cordell Patterson. Of course, Patterson played at Tennessee, and I've talked to both of those kids. So it's neat to see people in those kids' cases that were, you know, 17 teenagers. Chris Hope's another one. You know, he played there for the Titans. You know, Chris is from Rock Hill.
Yep.
And of course, one that was in the Super Bowl with the Steelers. But it's always, I find that now later in my career to be one of the neatest things is to see guys like that that you knew when they were 17, 18, 19, 20 playing in the biggest stage of all when it comes to football.
Chris, I love seeing the story about Clemson's football manager, and ESPN has profiled him before, the young man. I believe his name is David. He got to go to the Super Bowl. Dabo made the announcement in front of the team and everything. That was such a neat story. He seems like such a great young man.
Yeah, it's great, man. We need more of those stories, Mickey. I mean, and when I say we, yeah, I put myself in that boat, the media. We need to accentuate more of those kind of things. Now, I'm not saying, you know, there's a lot of scandalous, seedy things that go on that we absolutely 100%, whether it's, you know, domestic, you know, situations or, you know, there's been some awesome journalism over the last year on all that. But, you know, we need to also, stories like David, those are the things we need to get out there too, you know, because there's a lot of good things that go on in college sports, college football. And that certainly is one of them, to see that story. But Dabo is, that's who Dabo is. You know, is he perfect? No. You know, but he's the kind of guy that just can connect with anybody. He really can. And that's why he's such a terrific recruiter, is the way he relates, connects with people from all walks of life. He's just so genuine. That's, you know, having got to know him pretty well over the years, I'll be honest, and I'll say this. I'm not sure if I ever told Dabo this. I really initially thought Dabo was a little hokey, and this guy can't, you know, way back when he first got the job, this guy can't be who he says he is, and who he, you know, it was a little bit sort of just goofy, you know what I mean? But then you take time to get to know him, and you spend some time with him. You talk to the people who play for him, who played for him, who still play for him, who work with him. Woody McCorvey's a close friend of mine. I've known Woody forever. And, you know, Woody swears by the guy. It was so cool to see Dabo call Woody up when he got that honor and say, you know, I wouldn't be where I was without Woody McCorvey, right, being a friend, a colleague, a confidant. But once you get to know Dabo and spend some time around him, he's as genuine as the day is long.
Yeah, Woody's pretty awesome, too. Real quick, Florida State, DeAndre Francois out down there. James Blackman in the transfer portal, too. Willie Taggart, Chris, has one scholarship quarterback.
And which is why, with the whole transfer portal, if a quarterback gets in trouble and another one's already in there and looking to leave, Brent, there's no such thing as signing too many quarterbacks now. And they're a classic example of that. And going into a year with the year they had last year, this is a critical year. I'm not saying Willie's going to get fired, nor should he. But this is a critical year. They need to show improvement, progress. And now here they are in that predicament from a quarterback standpoint. Sounds like they maybe need to start looking for somebody, a transfer quarterback, that they can bring on one of their own.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you very much. We'll talk with you on Friday.
Yeah, who signed the most autographs on Radio Row? You, Mick, or Dawn?
Kirby did, I think.
Yes.
Kirby.
Well, I know if Hollywood Swain would have been there, he would have. So we'll put him on a whole other level. But I wondered who of the three you guys signed the most.
I would definitely go Mickey.
I think it was Kirby. Kirby signed one.
Mickey.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Chris.
See you guys.
At CeeLo ESPN. When we come back, Rick Barnes with a really awesome quote about Konzo Martin, Tennessee, playing Missouri in Knoxville tomorrow. Also, more Super Bowl talk. Your reaction, big numbers in Nashville, not so much nationally. I mean, it's going to get a big number anyway, but just compared to past years, this Super Bowl, what'd you think? Great? Awful? 615-737-1010.